station promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio. Get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, August 22nd, and we're with you.
Yeah, we are.
We always make sure we are here, man.
We try.
Yeah, we do try. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. You know, yeah. I went and worked out today, and I have to say the other day I discovered that while on the treadmill, I run faster when I do this. If I have coffee in the morning, and then I work out a little bit, and then I run the treadmill for like 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. I can run, like, I can like book it. Like, I'm like
really?
Sprinting on it, uh-huh. But I have to be listening to Eminem. And the funniest thing is this morning I realized as I'm listening to Eminem, like, I'm like busting out laughing because I never have fully listened to the lyrics before. Because before, like, when you, I don't know, when you hear songs, you always hear like the refrain. Like,
exactly.
You always hear like, you know, what the
beat, the melody.
The beat, the melody, but what they're singing over and over.
Right.
Not like, you're not really paying attention much to like the rap part.
Right.
And, you know, when you're running and you've got nothing to look at but a wall, because the TVs are too high, which is a whole other thing I'll go into. But when you're just staring at the mirror at yourself and you're running, and it's like, so you're listening to the lyrics. And I am like, I know he's hilarious because I've heard his lyrics before, but like, I've never really paid attention fully to the entire song. And I am just cracking up because they're so brutally like awesome.
Really?
And honest.
Yeah.
And it's like some of them are just, I'm like dying. And I wish I could remember half of them, but they're just so amazing.
Right. So is this something recent that you got into Eminem, or is...
No, I've always listened to him, but
really?
I never listened to it while on the treadmill. It would always be like, you know, some other like upbeat, crazy music or pop music to keep me running. But I realize I run faster to like his music. Maybe because the beats are like quicker. I don't know. Who knows? But maybe it's the coffee combined. But listening, it's like, I'm just, because they're so smart, the way the lyrics are very like, the way they're written are very uniquely smart.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think they're hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just,
in what way
up.
Are they smart?
Just listen to them. I can't really explain, like, if he's describing some girl who's you know, fuck shit up, he's gonna go into like, I mean, I'm not a rapper, and I'm not, I can't write, so it would be like so graphically, like, you know, I can't explain it. He would take like nursery rhymes or other instances or like, you know, a mouse stuck in glue. It would be like a, you know, an idolism, whatever. I can't, just whatever. Just listen.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just fucking cracking up laughing. Like, he's so smart, like the way he does it. I'm like, geez. He's got so much talent. I mean, obviously, we know this, but even more than I realized. So, yeah, that's my now new routine, listening to all his songs and cracking up. I wish I could remember some of the lyrics, because, like I said, I'm a chick, so I got to listen to him like five times to even remember one line.
Really? Is that what chicks do?
Yeah, because guys can watch a movie or hear something once, and they'll repeat it over and over, whereas girls have to watch it like five or six times. We're more individuals than hearing. Just like,
what,
okay.
Women are?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Men are more into visual. That's what they say.
Yeah.
That's why we're so fascinated with porn and shit, you know?
Yeah, I think so. That's different. But I think when we're watching a movie, we get into the feeling of it. And we capture the feeling of the characters while we're watching it. And it's more, that's what we capture. Whereas the men are like watching it, but you're hearing
but
and
connecting.
Listening.
Yeah.
Right. So it's interesting because, you know, for example, like when you talk to a girl, you have to literally, you could tell them something and they're like, huh? Like even this morning talking to my girlfriend, I'm trying to tell her something and I have to say it five different ways and love her to death. But she's taking things the wrong way. And I'm like, you need to chill out and listen to the words that are coming out of my mouth.
Yeah.
You know?
She like assumes that you're saying something when you're saying something else.
Right. All I was saying was, get your shit together, give it to me, and then I can work with that to help her in another way. Mm-hmm. But unless I have all your information, how the hell do I know what you've done in your life? Mm-hmm. I have no idea. Mm-hmm. So give me an email and write it all down, and then I'll help you, you know, book these other things or whatever. And she took it as, well, I don't understand why you can't do. And I'm like, are you not listening to me? So, and I started just thinking more and more, and I'm like, oh my God, this is exactly what I'm talking about. Women don't listen. Mm. They don't listen.
Really? That's interesting, because that's against the grain. I mean, that's like contrary to, you know, to common knowledge, I guess, you know, because, but maybe you're a different kind of woman.
Maybe. It's different. I think that, well, I mean, they listen, they hear what you're saying, but they think, they take that one statement and go off in 10 different directions with it versus just taking literally what I said, get your shit together. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, what do you mean get my shit together? I gotta, you know, I what do you mean? Does it mean this? Or does it mean you mean this? And I'm like, literally, compile it together and email it to me. That's all I mean. Right. That's all I mean. You do this, and then I can take that and make magic. Right. But, you know, and then she's like, but, and I'm just, so then this morning I'm like, oh my God. So prime example, women like take, we can't just watch a movie and remember things because we're so into the emotion of watching and feeling it. And we don't really remember. I mean, I admit that myself. I don't remember shit.
You don't remember lines and things like that. Yeah.
But I remember like an instance.
Right.
And I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot. Cool. I gotta watch it 5 times to remember it. And then even if I'm like, I gotta remember this part, I'd forget.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to change my like way of doing things, because I'm trying to be like, dude, I gotta like remember this.
No. Well, just enjoy it for the moment. Who cares?
You know? No, because I'm trying to change my moment. I don't want to be like a stupid chick that doesn't remember shit off of it. I don't know.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with being stupid, I don't think. You know, it's just that
it's
that's
different
the
perception.
Way you connect.
It's
yeah.
Way, yeah.
People connect differently to a movie, you know, and I have to agree that women connect more, whether to other people or
right.
I guess to stories, whatever.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Another thing that I want to bitch about, just because I have a moment and I want to bitch, is have you ever noticed when you're in the gym and, okay, so they have the TVs way up high. I get why they're up high if you're in the back row. Mm. If you're running or you're working out on one of the machines and you're in the back row, you know, it's kind of your eye level because you're that far back.
Right.
But if you're like in the first two rows and like, let's say, and they don't put treadmills in the back. They put usually like the bikes in the back and like the ellipticals or whatever in the back. So they have good eye level, right?
Right.
If I'm running, why is my head constrained looking up?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
I don't understand why you stick. I get that you need space.
Right.
And so what I think you should do is if I'm on a treadmill and I'm staring at myself in the mirror, that's just retarded. Yeah. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I want like a TV right in front of me. So maybe you should make different layers. Hello, gym people. Are you listening? Let's stand up for this.
Yeah.
Because it's like you have, I'm looking up at the, like if I'm the front row, I'm literally, my head is constrained looking up.
Right.
And then what if I fall off the damn treadmill?
Yeah.
You know? I mean, because you're not balanced because your head's looking up and you're not getting the perfect core exercise because your head's looking up and the rest of your body's being pulled up. So it's annoying.
Right.
I want a TV right in front of me where it should be.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
So I don't know why they...
Well, take your phone and watch videos or something, you know?
I can't, because when you're actually running as fast as I do, you can't see the phone.
You can't see,
it's like jumbling all over. Like when people are jogging and they read, how can you read?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't understand
people
that.
People jog and read at the same time?
I don't get it, because for me, when I'm really jogging, like I'm jogging, I'm moving around. Like I can't, like it doesn't say stable. Like it looks like the words are jumping all over the page and I'm going to get sick and the people all over the place.
Yeah, I mean, even in a car, it's hard to read, you know.
I can read in the car.
Can you?
Yeah, some people, but I understand why some can't.
Yeah.
But I mean, like you're jogging and like this, the part where the buttons are and like where they would put a book is stationary and you're moving, so the words look like they're going up and down. Nah, 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 nah. And it's like, how the fuck can you look at that and know what you're... No.
Yeah,
unless they're ginormous like words. I don't know. And I found that if I'm watching a movie though while running or biking, then I like my brain isn't thinking about jogging.
Yeah, and it makes it easier, right? Because you're distracted.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, you know, I like watching, you know, action movies and stuff while I'm jogging. So I'll do that. I've been doing that. before, and I forgot to get back into it, I thought of it today. I'm like, if I didn't have Eminem, what would I be doing? Like, I'd be watching a movie. Yeah. And I can watch a movie on, like, you know, my, like, little iPod or whatever. I can totally do that. But and that's fine, because it's even though you're moving around, it's not like you're reading words and going to get sick and trying to figure out what they mean. You're listening to it more so than... So you're, like, into the story.
Right.
And you'll run longer because you're like, oh, it's already been 20 minutes? Oh, damn. Okay. But I wonder what happens next, even though I've seen it five times. Yeah. I still want to know. And so you'll, like, run longer, a half hour, 40 minutes. And you're like, before you know it, you're like, damn, I just got a really good workout.
That's true. That's very true, you know. And I think it's all about distraction and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know? But so it works okay when you're doing your cardio and stuff. But once you start doing the machines and the weights, you can't really... get distracted, you know. You have to you can't really watch anything. But
no, you can't. But then you switch it up and you put on the music.
Right.
But I'm wondering if you went back to the gym, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And let's say if you went back in and you were to watch a movie that your favorite movie on your iPod, and you had it and you were running,
right.
I wonder if that would make you stay. And then as soon as you got off, you know, the whatever you were running on or the bike or whatever, then you switch it to music.
Right.
I bet you would stay longer and enjoy it.
Not me.
Right.
I'm sorry, man. I tried, you know. But it just, I don't know. But I really need to do that, you know. It's not good. They say that sitting on your ass is not good for your health.
Well, no shit.
Yeah.
I mean, who... How will be sitting on your ass good for you? I don't understand.
Yeah. Well, we have to sit on our asses all day when we work. What the hell, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's that, yeah. So we're going to have a guest calling in a few minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We're going to have author Lance Mannion calling in to talk about his books. He's hilarious. I mean, really funny, so.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Now, did you see they've released a couple of TMZ pictures of Prince Harry naked in his Las Vegas room?
No, but I'd look at it.
How the fuck would people
be able to spy in a room?
Yeah, and be able to take a picture of that. You should go on CNN.com.
I am going to. But they're not going to show nudity on CNN, right?
No, but he's covering his genitals, and it's kind of blurry. But you can tell it's him. Not only that, but the palace confirmed it's him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So it is him.
Well, why are they trying to get him publicity?
Trying to get him publicity? I don't think they are. I mean, it's just that he's...
Then why would the palace confirm it? I mean, you would just be like, it's not him, it's not him, even if it were.
Yeah, but if it is, I mean, you know, then they come out as liars, you know, so...
they really
care. Yeah, he's standing there, he's
got
this...
Well, I'm on CNN, I don't see it.
Okay, let's see. Just look, it's towards the top, like this just in, on the left.
Oh, Prince Harry.
Yeah. So, yeah, you guys can go to CNN.com and see this. I'm sure it's going to circulate all over the internet anyway. So you can't see his genitals. They blurred it.
Photos of naked Prince Harry surface in Las Vegas. But I mean, so here's the thing.
Who's behind him?
Oh,
you think it's a guy or a girl?
Oh.
It's probably a girl.
You would think because they're tinier and...
Not only that, but I don't think he's gay, you know?
Here's the thing, though. I only see bikini bottom tan lines and no top tan line.
Oh, is there a bikini there? You can see that? Oh,
tan line.
Oh, tan line.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's hard to tell.
No, I'm pretty sure it's a girl.
Yeah.
Maybe. But, I mean...
Who took the fucking picture? That's what I'm trying to figure out. What the hell is going on
here? Yeah, because normally you're going to be way up high.
Yeah.
That's really weird.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be way up high in a room. So you have to know what room he's in.
Right.
So someone leaked that, obviously.
Yeah.
And whatever hotel that is should get in trouble.
Yeah.
Because someone there leaked that he was staying there.
Maybe. I don't know if it's someone in the
hotel. It looks like a Zoom camera. Like it would have to be a tower next to it to zoom in the window at the same level.
Maybe.
That's very weird.
Yeah. Here's our guest. Let's go ahead and take this. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Yes, good, good. Who is this, Lance?
This is Lance. Good morning.
Yes, good morning to you. How are you?
Very good.
Are you calling us from L.A. or are you from out of town?
No, I'm still, I'm actually in Delaware today.
Oh, is there anything to do in Delaware?
Not really. Leave. Get back to Philly. Yeah.
I mean, you do have good beaches. I do like Rehoboth.
Really?
And Dewey and, yeah.
Yeah. I've never met anybody.
I go to Jersey. If I want beaches, I'll go to Jersey.
Yeah, but what about Dewey Beach and Rehoboth? I like those.
I've actually never been there.
Oh, my God. You have to go. They're pretty awesome. I grew up in Maryland,
yeah,
so...
I'm tall and skinny, so I don't spend a lot of time on beaches.
Oh, stop.
Beaches are the hunting grounds of larger males.
Are you
my cup of tea.
Oh, my God. Actually, there is a game.
I prosper where people wear flannel shirts.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
Huh?
Are you?
I'm a woodlands creature.
Oh, are you a woodlands creature? Do you hunt?
No.
Oh, I don't know.
No, I'm also a pussy. So between that, I can't be on the beach and I can't hunt. I'm in that gray area.
Got it.
You're almost a girl.
Almost.
Borderline. Borderline.
So,
well, this interview is off and running.
No, absolutely. This is part of it. In fact, that's the interview. You know? We're not
totally.
Really interested in what you're doing.
Well, I'm glad. It was nice to talk to you both.
Yeah. Okay, so, Brigetta, tell him a little bit. Tell us a little bit about things.
Well, I discovered him, and I didn't discover you, but I discovered his writings. And actually from a fan of yours and also who listens to the show, and he sent me over to your website and I checked it out and I looked at blogs and I'm like, he's freaking hilarious. So then I contacted
him.
Yeah. So yeah, he's got two books and I figured you could talk about it and how you got started with it. Obviously the blog started first, right?
Yeah, it was never meant to be a book or even a blog. It was just I started talking to people back in the MySpace days and posting things about my day. And then as people left MySpace and no one was reading them anyway, they just got weirder and weirder. And then another website asked me to start putting them on there. And next thing you know, I had, you know, years and years of these stupid things. So I put them in book form and, you know, the rest is history.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So have you been writing like all your life, or is this something you took up recently?
Well, it's hard to say writing, because anybody who writes for a living would read my blogs and think I'm borderline retarded,
really?
So they'd probably get offended by me using the term writing.
Okay.
I've been writing stupid stuff for years, but it's only now that I'm writing, you know, professional stupid stuff.
Yeah.
But I think it's great because, I mean, you are a writer, and in reading and what you've written is, you know, it's what a writer would, given, like, you may call it stupid, I call it hilarious, because these are actually thoughts in people's heads that you actually say. See, I just say them all the time. People look at me like I'm crazy and I don't really give a shit. But I say, but I have a show that I can, like, talk shit at, you know? Like, if you were listening earlier,
I was listening to a lot of your guys' shows since you sent me the Facebook, you know, going back, and I'm like, you know, really, you guys are doing almost what I'm doing. You know, you just have a wider audience at this point.
Yeah, I know, and we're still retarded, too.
But it's great,
well,
because you actually...
I was laughing, but just to show you how stupid it is to be a male, when I first got your Facebook, it was a picture of you in a swimsuit. I was disappointed that you were actually, somebody looking to book me for an interview. The male, I'm like, oh, it's a hot fan, nice.
Yeah.
What kind of a moron? I'm an unknown author, desperate to be known, and my first reaction was like, oh crap, it's a professional conversation. I'm like, damn it.
Did you want me to poach you for something else?
Well, no, of course not. I'm above that sort of thing, being a professional writer and all.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you should know better. On Facebook, pretty women don't approach guys. Not that much, I don't think. I don't know. But,
I don't know.
The thing is that every time I get something, it's like this woman from Philippines or something trying to come to the United States.
Oh, yeah. You would think Philippines, like, is 8 or 9 times the size of the United States.
Yeah, absolutely. By the number of people.
Yeah.
Either that or it's an all-female society.
Right.
The new Amazon.
Yeah,
that's true.
If you're gonna get a dirty Facebook post, I swear it's coming from the Philippines.
Yeah.
I see. Now I feel like out of the loop because I haven't gotten any of these dirty ones, you know, from Philippines.
I find that very hard to believe.
Yeah.
Oh, I got propositioned the other day through an email, which was
really?
Very funny. Oh, I didn't tell you about that.
No, without knowing the person or.
No, apparently I applied for a modeling gig at some point. I don't know. The guy saved my info. Thought like. Maybe he was like, I'll offer you $500 for like an hour.
Uh-huh.
I was like, should I write back? No. Because I was going to be a smart ass and write something back. And then I decided, Like, I was going to write, like, this, like, it was, like, a police letter or something, like, someone, I didn't.
Well, can you give him my link?
I should.
$500 is $500.
Exactly.
Oh, it's for someone who's scared to walk on the beaches, and come on now.
I didn't say he was going to get his money's worth.
Yeah.
You're just going to shake it around.
Yeah, well, you never know. You know, you might have some hidden talents there that we don't know about. So, Lance, what I
said... Yeah, this interview is pretty much going exactly how I was hoping.
Well, you know, that's the thing, you know, that's our interviews. I wanted to ask you, so what are some of the things you write about? I mean, do you write about current events and things like that, or just pretty much stuff that goes on in your head? How does it work?
I try to stay away from current events. I mean, I'm just like any idiot. I'm super opinionated. You know, ask me anything, I can, you know, talk at length about it. But the reality is, you know, what I'm trying to do is just come up with a forum where, you know, people don't have to worry about current events. They can just, you know, read something dumb or interesting, you know, and go on with their day.
Right.
And that's really what it's based on. I mean, I think, you know, having listened to your guys' show, we share a lot of the same similarities where, you know, instead of torturing the language and being politically correct, sometimes it's refreshing just to write stuff, even if it makes you look like an idiot.
Yeah.
You know, some people appreciate that, and, you know, they can, you know, they can almost, you know, identify with a lot of those thoughts.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty cool. Now, so you're saying the interview is not going the way you thought. Which way do you want it to go? I mean, is there any...
I'm just kidding.
No, I know.
I wouldn't trade places with you for $1 million. What are you going to ask somebody you've never heard of who writes blogs about his semen being poisoned?
Yeah.
Well, and that's other, you know, insightful things. So anything you ask, I'm good with.
Yeah. I am curious, why would your semen be poisoned?
So yeah. Why is it toxic?
With that, I just said that because that was today's great insight on LanceMannion.com.
Uh-huh.
Was just that idle thought, how it would change the dynamic if, in fact, semen was poisoned. It doesn't explain why it would be or how it would get that way, but I just thought it was... the interesting thing was my initial reaction being a male was, you know, how cool that would be.
Yeah.
And then the entire blog is me actually going through and saying... Good Lord, is that retarded, A, and B, why would I think such a hideous thing?
Yeah.
Instead of editing, I just wrote it and put it on the thing, and, you know, then I'll get tons of nasty emails, people, you know, suggesting I do, you know, jump off bridges and stuff, but, you know, that's what it's all about.
Right.
Yeah. No, I think that's absolutely hilarious, because now that I'm actually thinking about it, and I'm a visual person, too, so I'm thinking of it actually being poison, and I'm thinking if I had a cock, and I were to sit around and just, it was poison, I would just jizz on things to see if they would shrivel away. Why not? I would
exactly.
go outside and start spewing my load on, like, little, like, you know, insects, and be like, ah, die, sucker! You're getting rained on.
Exactly.
You know?
You'd feel like a spider.
Yeah.
Like,
exactly.
How cool would it be? Not only are you conquering this girl, but, you know, with your last thrust, you're going to get to kill her like a spider or a snake.
Yeah. Are you into choking? I'm just kidding.
Whoa, that's way too personal.
Yeah. I'm just saying, if you're into, like, I'm going to kill you, bitch, I'm going to kill you, bitch, like, maybe you like a little bit of edgy. Maybe you're like a hidden Christian Grey, you know, 50 Shades.
No, yeah. And what's funny is I'm a really boring guy, which is why all the blogs are funny, that
right.
this thought would come into my head. Because, you know, in real life, I'm just a boring SOB. Mm-hmm. So the fact that, you know, what I like is that these dumb thoughts could be lurking behind anybody's eyes.
Yeah.
And you'd never know until they say them when they're drunk.
Yeah,
see, I think this is amazing. Like, I literally am starting to think about, I'm looking at it now, you know, just it being so toxic. That'd be fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
But then it would be like, okay, you have to wear gloves when you're, like, whacking yourself off. Like, that would, you know what I mean? Because what if it gets on you?
I'm not talking like it's alien acid.
Yeah,
It could be. You never know. People have different potencies.
Corrosive.
And the younger you are, just like snakes. Snakes can't control their venom.
Uh-huh.
It's like when they're young. So maybe when you're young, you can't control it. So, like, you know, only a certain amount of males, like, live to be longer because it, like, the acid is so potent that when it gets out, it, like, starts eating your cock away. Okay. Now I'm being graphically disgusting.
But you
started this, and this is, I'm going with it.
Well, I know it sounds self-serving to say this, but this is exactly what the book is supposed to do. I'm not writing a giant story where immersion is the goal. I'm just suggesting something, and then the person reading it goes off and goes on their own tangent, and it's all about being a catalyst for the reader's creativity.
Right.
And I would say half the blogs that I write, I wish I would go back and write, you know, more, you know, either funnier stuff or edit it or make it seem smarter, and I just stay away from that because I really do just want to, like, throw it out there and then let other people run with it. And like you said, what you said in the last 2 minutes is a lot funnier than the blog. And that's the point. It really is.
Well, I mean, maybe she should be writing it.
You took it to a whole other level, and it's perfect.
Yeah. But see, and this is why, you know, I have a creative imagination, so I like the fact that you started it. And I even like the fact that I'm reading this now, and it's like, pal, my dick just killed you. I'm literally going to start a conversation with people later on and be like, check out this blog, and what would you do?
Yeah. So what's the name of the book, Lance?
Well, there's two of them. The one that I'm promoting right now is called Merciful Flush, and you can buy it in paperback form. It's on Amazon. It's in Barnes & Noble. You can get a Kindle or Nook. You can also get it on my website, which, again, is Lance Mannion, MANION.com. Mm. And, you know, I also blog daily. And, you know, you can get links to the Facebook and the Twitter off the webpage as well.
Right. Now, why do you, like, blog daily? I mean, what kind of satisfaction does it give you?
It's really about just continuing to write. The hardest thing about promoting it is, you know, you write for, you know, years and you amass all this stuff. But then when you're promoting it and you're either, you know, going and speaking or you're doing interviews, it becomes very hard and, or I guess very easy just to stop completely writing.
Right.
This way it forces me to constantly do it. And, I mean, I'm the first to admit, some blogs, you know, they suck. You know, people read them and they're like, this is horrible.
Yeah.
Then the next day there might be something interesting. And a lot of times, you know, the two switch depending on the mood I'm in. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've written something and I really thought it was just brilliant. I mean, just, you know. And then the next day, and it just sounds like shit. And I'm like, oh, why did I post that?
Yeah.
That's the point. As long as I keep throwing it out there and I have an imaginative audience, it's, you know, it's almost a give-and-take relationship.
Yeah. No, that makes sense, you know. I mean, I can see, you know, sort of an outlet for your ideas and so forth, you know. And just like with exercise, we were talking about that before, is that I think if you keep doing it, then you'll keep doing it. You know, so.
Well, it takes 21 days to make a habit.
Yeah.
And whatever that habit's good or bad, that's what it takes.
Really? Okay.
Well, I'm sure people are thrilled that I'm continuing to do this habit.
Yeah.
I think it's fantabulous.
All right, everybody, go.
Did you actually read the book, Bridgetta, or did you, or are you going to in the future?
I'm going. I just got it yesterday. So.
Yeah, I was afraid it wasn't going to get there in time. Yep. I was going to overnight it, but I'm too cheap.
Yeah, it's all good.
That's okay. We'll still get to read it.
Yeah.
Everybody go to LanceMannion.com and check out the books and the blog. And sounds like a funny guy. So it sounds, yeah.
You want... I mean, my brain's already ticking, literally, with a bunch of different ideas.
I'm not sure that's a good thing.
Yeah, I'm not so sure either.
Yeah.
This is why I get in trouble.
Oh, there's plenty of trouble to be had.
Yeah. Oh, true.
All right, Lance. Well, thank you so much. And
I appreciate it.
You're definitely a lot of fun, and I hope the interview turned out more or less the way you hoped. And if it didn't,
everyone's identical. I do, you know, everyone sounds just like this one.
Yeah.
It went exactly as planned.
Cool.
Perfect.
All right, Lance. Well, take care, and thanks again.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Hey, I love the show, and I appreciate it, guys. Thanks.
Thank you. Absolutely. Take care. He's funny. See, now it's got my brain ticking.
Yeah.
Literally. Like, I'm, like, literally thinking of, you know, some crazy shit. What if semen was toxic?
Mm.
What would you do?
I don't know. I wouldn't blow loads into people's mouths, I guess.
What if you, like, watch it and you're, like, blowing your load in there and, like, literally you watch, like, her mouth start to shrivel up like crazy? By the way, speaking of which, this turns into this. I forgot I had the craziest dream last night. I have no idea what it means. So anyone out there who was in, like, dreams, actually, that one guy we had on, Michael, I should ask him. I had a dream that, this is so fucking weird. Somebody was after me and... I don't remember if they made me sit in the room and watch while I did it or if I just walked into it or what, but I just remember waking up and there were, literally they would decapitate heads, they would decapitate people that I knew.
Wow.
And their body would just be, I'd wake up and like I could be like hugging someone and I wake up and their head's not there. Like they're completely decapitated. There's blood all over me, all over the place. Chunks of like guts and whatever. Oh, disgustingness. Like that would be like, you know, all the attachments from your head to like your neck all over the floor and piles, blood all over the place. It was so weird.
Wow.
And I have very graphic
dreams. What a dream, yeah.
And they're like movies, literally. And I'm like, what the hell? And then I would run and escape and keep running, but they kept finding me. Mm. And they kept trying to like kill off people I cared about. And like, or maybe I didn't know them. I would try and rescue them. It was so weird.
Wow.
And I'm like, what the
fuck? Can you relate this to something that's happening in your life?
I don't know. Like,
you know, if they're trying to get people that you like and that you care about and stuff like that, you know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
What this means.
Wow.
It's really weird.
Yeah, that's a gruesome dream, let me tell you.
Yeah. Like heads chopped off. Yeah. Literally.
I don't know. I dream pretty much that my bank account is higher than it is.
Well,
but it doesn't always
keep
happen.
Positive thinking in it. You never know.
Yeah. And then reality sinks in, you
and
know.
You're like, fuck. Why is it that all banks are charging now? That pisses me off.
For what?
I mean, if you don't have a certain amount in your bank account, yeah. They charge you.
Yeah.
Why?
Because they're assholes.
I mean, wouldn't you think you would charge the ones that have the money? I mean, that.
No, because they want, I guess for their maintenance fees, they want to make sure there's a minimum balance there to cover.
Yeah, but when you don't have enough money to keep in the account in the first place, you want to pay, you know, $15 a month. Yeah. Like, you need that $15. That's three meals.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's not even as bad as when they charge you for return checks. They charge you $35 every time there's a check that bounces.
I've never had a return check, and so I don't
really?
Know. Yeah.
And maybe you haven't run a business where people give you bad checks, but when they do, your account goes into overdraft. And
no, but you know what I do if I don't trust someone? I go to their bank and cash it at the bank just so I can avoid that. Just in case if I think they're shady, that's what I've done.
Yeah. No, I mean, that makes sense, but you can't do it when you run a business and you've got a million fucking, you know.
Yeah.
But, you ask yourself, you know, I mean, if I'm like in overdraft, it means I don't have money. Why are you charging me $35 for every transaction, you know? But that's the way it is, you know. Banks can get away with this shit, and
it's really annoying.
They play with our money, and we have to pay for it.
Like Chase Bank has pissed me off more than anything. Mm-hmm. I'm just gonna go into this for a minute, cause fuck you, Chase, and I want everyone to know, screw you, Chase. Mm. Chase Bank. Okay, so I used to like them a lot, with them for a while, and I disputed a charge. I had, you know, a business account and a regular account. I disputed a charge, and long story short, they took forever. Like I filled out the paperwork to dispute these charges, and I don't even know what it was. Mm-hmm. And they never turned the paperwork in. So I had moved all of my money from that account into a different account, except for whatever that amount was. And so, like, long story short, I keep thinking, oh, they'll take care of it, because they've always taken care of it. I have my own personal bankers. They'll take care of it. Mm. They never did. So long story short, I forgot about it, you know, because I'm traveling and I forget about everything and whatever. I use my other account, you know, all the time. And the bank account closed. And so I'm like, oh, yeah, I got it. I got to go back. I got an email. And I'm like, oh, shit, I got to go back in. I totally forgot. I need that account. Like, I need to, like, switch back over the money from this one account, because I don't want to get taxed on things. You know what I mean? I want it, like, all in the business. So I go back in and they're like, oh, yeah, well, whoever it was never filled out the paperwork correctly. So your account's gone. And I used to have, like, yeah. And I'm like, wait, what? God. So I try to, like, figure it all out. And long story short, I never got charged ever for any of my accounts. And now they want to charge me. Mm. And they're like, oh, what's a new policy? If you got grandfathered in, you'd be okay. And I said, what the fuck? I had an account. You guys here screwed up the paperwork. Mm. I would have been grandfathered in, except you closed the account because you didn't do your job.
Yeah.
And they're like, this is true. We're sorry, but oh well. And I'm like, no. So I'm like getting into this whole argument with the head of Chase now of that branch. Mm-hmm. And so now they're like, and they also said they're trying to focus on service, customer service, because I've had really shitty customer service. And I said, oh, you don't say.
Yeah.
Really? For examples like this, I wonder, you know, it's such bullshit.
Yeah.
They're just fucking lazy. And now they're like, oh, we're going to charge you because it's their fault. And I'm like, I shouldn't be charged for your
mistake. Yeah.
What you did, your fuck up. So they're like, well, if you call corporate or threaten to, they'll probably waive your fee. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, this is so ridiculous that I should even have to be doing this. So right. I am. I'm going to call corporate, mm-hmm. and I'm going to call the district manager, who I happen to know, and I'm going to cause a scene yeah. because this is such bullshit.
Yeah.
So and that's just a small thing that happened to me, but imagine who else it's happening to.
Yeah, no, I've never heard of them closing an account like that, you know.
And I thought they took care. I'm like, oh yeah, is my account done yet? I need new checks. They're like, oh, we closed it. Or I'm like, why? Because you never you owe something with this. And I was like, wait a second, no, it's disputed. Yeah. You didn't fill the paperwork out. Yes, I did. Here's a copy of it. Oh, I don't know where ours is. And I'm like, what? So thank God I had a copy. Like, I had proof of everything. And I had an email chain going on back and forth. So I have, like, proof of all of this. And I'm like, you guys are... It's your fuck up. Anyway, so I'm really hate Chase right now. Someone else I know had a horrible experience with them, too. So, you know what?
Yeah, people don't like banks. They don't like insurance companies, you know.
Take all your money out of Chase and go back to Wells Fargo.
It's just as bad, I think. They're all bad. All bad, yeah. B of A is not any better.
No, B of A sucks. They charge you left and right for so many hidden fees. It's ridiculous. But I'm just at the point where I'm like, fuck banks. You know? Yeah. I don't want to carry cash around like that. Exactly. You know? I want to have a card to do it. So I'm like, how do we figure this out? Mm-hmm. Should I just be stashing cash everywhere? I mean, this is such shit because I don't want to pay $15 a month. It's all for the measly $15. I know that sounds cheap, but why should I be paying a bank to keep my money there?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
Pisses me off. I know. The three meals.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, there's a lot of things that can piss people off and stuff. And, you know, that in L.A., September 6th coming up, they're closing down all the dispensaries.
What?
All the...
That's Fashion Night Out, too, by the way. That's weird.
Fashion Night Out?
That's going to be... Wow, that's going to be a huge day because there's going to be... Fashion Night Out is where all the stores stay open till really late. And they have crazy, like, sidewalk sales. And huge parties, celebrity parties. There's like press everywhere.
How come I never heard of it?
It's usually Robertson's the big area, Melrose is the big area, all the Fred Segals, like major stores. But people stay open till like midnight, and there's like a huge ordeal of parties and press and celebrities everywhere, and so we're getting ready to actually do a party actually for Fashion Night Out.
Well, you won't be able to get high, and at least not from a dispensary, because. The city council decided 14-0 that they want to close them down. Nobody can give a fucking good reason for it.
It's just L.A.
Yeah,
so just L.A. So you can go anywhere else but L.A.
And, you have a state law, you know, that was passed, you know, by a vote of the citizens, and they're going here and doing whatever the fuck they want. And, you know, so they complain it's like it causes... menace around neighborhoods and shit like this, which is bullshit.
It's in Hollywood, you know? All of them. There's already a major shit in Hollywood. Yeah. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
There's about 1,000 of them in the city.
They're not in
neighborhoods. Yeah, and I mean, look, okay, so it's too many. Maybe you can close some illegal ones and stuff. But what's going to happen with all the people? Do they think everybody's going to quit smoking? I mean, it's just going to go underground again. That's all it is, you know? And they're going to have more crime, more this. They just destroyed $1 billion worth of pot in California on Tuesday, you know?
What?
Yeah. $1 billion worth
where?
Of marijuana. Probably up Northern California or something.
Wait, you mean they went and shut it down? Why? Because it wasn't being legally grown?
They destroyed them. They destroyed them because it's on federal lands, I guess, or something.
God.
You know, many of these farmers, they actually plant it not on their land, but on federal land, so people won't know that it's them.
Wow.
And but why? I mean, why are people so fucking opposed to a plant? I mean, what the fuck is that? You know, it really, really. Puzzles me as to why we have this constant, you know, battle about this shit. Just leave it alone, you know. I mean, what the hell, you know, there's so many states now that have legalized it. You know, you have to feel for the patients, people that really need it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, you have some old people that...
Well, it goes back to your drug dealer.
Yeah, exactly, you know.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen, so...
It's like that song.
To show you that's...
Every person in L.A., I forget who it was, thinks that it's got a drug dealer on speed dial. Yeah, that's all. I can't remember.
Is that a song or something?
Yeah, I can't remember who sings it, but yeah.
Yeah. So that would suck. You know, I don't know what's going to happen, but
that doesn't make any sense. Like LA, we're supposed to be, you know, the most, I don't know,
exactly,
diverse and accepting. And so other counties are accepting it, but you can't, I guess slowly, if LA does it, other counties are going to do it too.
Yeah, well, some already have, you know, like in Ventura County, you can't really get this. And, you know, I'm just thinking that, you know, there's, again, you know, there's people that really need this, and they're going to just, you know, close this down, and it sucks. It mm-hmm. really sucks, you know, and I don't understand why. And there's actually a few patients that are suing the city to, to strike this ban. So I don't know what's going to happen, but, you know,
mm-hmm.
yeah. So they're saying that it's in violation of, you know, of the state law and stuff. So we'll see. We'll see who prevails here.
Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I know state law, there's always going to be a fight of state law versus federal law. And I don't know. It doesn't make any freaking sense. It wouldn't be in violation of state law. It would be in violation of federal law. Right?
Well, it is. Well, now it's, I mean, when it's legal here, it's violation of federal law. But as far as the state, you know, we passed Resolution 215, which
okay,
was...
Okay, so here's the thing. If you have your medical card, okay,
right,
and you get pulled over in L.A., is it still, like, in effect? You just can't buy your weed. You're just fine if you have
no,
it.
No, you can buy it. You can buy it.
Okay.
Yeah, you if can't. You have a card and stuff, you can
so
buy it.
So then you're fine. It's just you can't go and buy it. So then here's the other thing. So dispensaries are closed down. Let's say you're caught buying weed from a person.
Right. Then it's, you know, it's illegal and it's a
misdemeanor. Even though you have a card and you're like, well, other, I mean.
Yeah.
I don't know. That just causes a lot of.
Yeah, the card's not going to help you, man.
It's just fucking bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I know. Yeah. And now they, what'd I do? Oh, okay. A decline in circumcisions could cost billions. I guess the number of circumcisions are declining in the country, and they're saying that this is going to bring in more disease and illnesses and things like that, you know. So they're saying that the medical benefits of male circumcision are quite clear. And, and it's been decreasing. You know, they're saying that less than 63 of the boys have had the procedure in, you know. Oh,
gross.
Yeah, it used to be in the 70s, it was like 80% mm-hmm. of people would get it. Then in the year 2000, about 63%. Now it's down to 55%. So it's almost half of the people don't get circumcised. You know, and not to mention it doesn't
it's
look
just
very
really,
good. But,
yeah, but it's dirty. It's actually very dirty. You can get infections that way.
Yeah, and they're saying that you can, you know, transmit HIV and shit like that. It's
disease. And the other thing is, too, is that I know a friend of a friend.
Mm-hmm.
He's, all right, I mean, he's like my age, so he's like 30-ish. Mm-hmm. And he was screwing some girl, and it ripped.
Wow.
And he had to go and get surgery.
Really?
Yep.
His foreskin ripped.
Yep.
Wow.
So you have to be really careful because you know how painful that is.
I would imagine shit.
Yeah. So, I think that's just freaking retarded.
Yeah. What do you think? So, I mean, when you have a kid, a son, would you have him circumcised?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Might as well. It's quick. It's, you know, it's not a big deal. The baby cries for a few minutes and that's it, you know.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, so some people are, you know, they claim that the baby should be able to decide about their body when they grow up and stuff. But I think it's also the parents' responsibility to make sure that the kid is healthy,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that they're going to have a healthy life and not to get them into more problems, you know. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. In Europe, you know, we were talking about this a couple months ago that I think in Germany they wanted to outlaw circumcision. But, you know, you have Jews and Muslims that are complaining because it's part of the law.
Exactly.
Part of their customs.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I don't know. You know, all this fascination with the penis is...
you know, it's just ridiculous. It's just, I'm so sick of government telling you what the fuck to do with your kid. Yeah. I mean, honestly, like, same thing. Like, it's your body. If you want to have an abortion, get an abortion. It's your decision.
Right.
If you have a kid and you want to, you know, circumcise them, and it's your religion to do so as well, you
right.
should be able to. There shouldn't be any law telling you what to do with your child in that sense.
Yeah.
It's not harming your child. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, it's just so ridiculous.
But everybody has to be involved in your life, you know? I mean, that's, you know, what the fuck, you know? Like, look at this, for example. Like, in New York City, they're promoting breastfeeding for new moms.
Mm-hmm.
So what they're doing is they're going to sort of like make it harder in the hospitals to get formula and stuff for your baby. You know, they're going to like lock it up and things like that. So, I mean, that's again like invasion of, you know, I mean, I'm totally for breastfeeding and stuff. But, you know, to again get the government involved in your life and your body sucks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it really sucks. So.
I think also, again, I mean, here's the thing. I also believe that if you're breastfeeding, mm-hmm. You know, it is better for the child. And it's healthier as the woman, for the woman too. But
and they bond as well, you know, it's good for the bonding.
Also, what you put in your body is what's going in your child. So if you're eating shit, crap foods, and you're smoking, and you're, you know, whatever you're doing, it's going into the kid. So maybe some people... it's not good for it. Exactly.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, you've got a lack of certain vitamin deficiency, whatever it is going to the child. So therefore, I do agree that if there are certain formulas that are good for the kid, that would be better than you doing it if you're polluting your body or not eating right or can't or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not fair. And I don't think formulas should be taken away.
Yeah.
If it's a good formula and if it's a good reason for it, depending on, you know, each situation is different.
Yeah. I just I think breastfeeding is good because I also think it gets the it gets activity in the breast, you know, so you don't have like stoppages and things like that.
Yeah.
You know, so because I think maybe some breast cancer is related to that. I don't know. I'm not an expert.
Could be.
But,
I mean, if you
know, I just think if you produce milk and you don't let it out, it could create problems. I don't know. Just common sense.
It probably would create. I would think it would create problems.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What do I know?
Yeah. I don't know.
Finally, they tell you a few things not to text people. The first one is, I think we should see other people. You should not text that to someone to say it. Because break it up is not for text, you know.
You know, I do have to say, texting is, you can misconstrue things very easily.
Yeah.
You know, you can write a text and you can read it either way. It could sound mean.
That's true,
And it doesn't mean, it's not mean. It's just a statement or you took it the wrong way. I mean, I do it all the time. I am a huge texter. And sometimes when after I write it, I'm like, oh, that sounded harsh.
Yeah.
And then I was like, what I meant was blah, blah, blah.
And that's the thing. I mean, you know, when you sit down and you write an email or something, you can think about what you're going to say. But with text, it's really quick, you know.
Exactly.
So it's just like, you know, you don't have time to think about it. You just write whatever comes up.
Mm-hmm.
And so it can come through as the wrong message.
Exactly.
You know.
And it happens a lot. And like, you know, I'm guilty of it. Trust me, if I'm in a fight with somebody, I don't want to argue with you on the phone. Mm-hmm. I'm going to text you how I feel because you're not going to listen to what I'm saying, but maybe you'll read it and then go back again and read it later. But also, like, it helps if you write it and you're like, oh, I can't write that. That's just too, you know, too fucked up. Before, if you think before you send it, then you're like, I need to rewrite it. So you think more.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But, yeah, texting can get you into a lot of trouble, you know. Sometimes you can text to the wrong person, you know. Those things are embarrassing.
Yeah. I mean, well, I don't really care about that because if I'm usually careful, but it's not like I'm juggling five people at once.
Right.
If you're doing that, then hot diggity damn, good for you. So I'm saying.
Yeah. So in addition to not wanting to break up by text, you also don't want to propose in text.
Oh my God, please don't ever do that. If someone does that, you are just lame-o McLamerson.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but who would do that?
Who would do that?
Yeah, who would do
I'm sure
that?
Somebody has.
Yeah.
Oh, he proposed during, like, and that's just, there's got to be some redneck who does it. You know what I mean? Hey, honey, want to get hitched? You know, what the hell?
Yeah. Yeah, and then they say don't send a photo of your junk, you know. They're saying that about 15 people have received, they're saying that 6% of Americans have sent a nude picture of themselves and 15% have received such text.
Well, yeah, I mean, I do it. But and here's the thing, it's just kind of funny because I only do it with people that I'm dating.
Uh-huh.
But it's happened. And it's people that I trust, obviously, too. But I think about it now, and, like, I was going through my phone, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is so old. This is pictures of, like, someone I'm still friends with. Uh-huh. And, like, oh, my God, if this got out, that'd be really bad, you know? And it's also weird if you're, like, you know, a year later, and you find them, and you're, like, with someone else or something, and you're like, I don't know why that's in here.
That's funny.
Anyway.
All right, Brigetta, that's it for today. Everybody, thank you all for joining us. We'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigetta is an L.A. Talk Radio production where we say what we want.